Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue to be mostly favorable, with the exception of the southwestern Corn Belt, which we're continuing to concern ourselves over the drying bias that's prevailing across parts of that region. Now, the dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt first needs to be identified and then quantified. First, we're talking about the area from Missouri and Kansas into parts of Nebraska and Iowa. These areas have not seen a lot of precipitation in the last 2 to 3 weeks and need a significant amount of moisture. The topsoil has become short to very short. The subsoil is short to marginally adequate. So crops are seeing some stress now, and temperatures over these next 3 days are going to be in the 80s and lower 90s. That'll be sufficient to generate some increased stress during the afternoons. There might even be some middle 90s in a few locations before the cold front arrives later this week and into the weekend. The cold front that's expected in these areas will also impact most of the Midwest, and we'll likely see rain accompany the frontal boundary. Rain totals, though, will run in the southwest, running from about a quarter to three quarters of an inch. And in the rest of the Midwest, we'll see rain totals running from 3 to 9 tenths of an inch, with a few local amounts maybe getting up to around an inch and a quarter. Now, the precipitation that comes with this frontal system is expected to be generalized across the region, but again, there will be areas in the southwest in particular that don't do very well with the amount of rain that falls, and additional moisture will be necessary. There's another frontal boundary that will come across the Midwest as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. This will be a warm front and will bring back warmer temperatures to the Midwest. And as it comes across the region, we'll see additional precipitation occurring across a part of the Midwest. The precipitation that comes with that frontal system will be less than a half inch, though, in the southwestern Corn Belt, where the dryness bias is still in place. Everybody else will probably see totals that will run from maybe 3 to 7 tenths of an inch, with some local totals up around 1 inch. Now, prior to this frontal boundary later this week, we will see some scattered showers across the Midwest, including places like Iowa and Illinois and some other areas surrounding that area. We'll likely see rain totals running from a few hundredths of an inch, though, to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch most often. There will be a risk of something locally heavier, but it's not going to be common. This precipitation will occur tomorrow afternoon and Thursday afternoon, and then we'll bring the frontal system for Friday and Saturday through the rest of the Midwest and bring in the cooler air. Temperatures will be rather warm into Thursday. A lot of highs in the 80s and lower 90s throughout the Midwest, but middle 90s will be possible in the southwest. We'll look for temperatures to cool rather notably, though, behind the cold front, and we'll likely see high temperatures cooling back into the 70s across the Great Lakes region, the uppermost Mississippi River basin, and 80s in most other areas. Our low temperatures at night could actually slip down into the upper 40s across the upper parts of the Midwest. Everybody else will see 50s and lower 60s. The warmer air will be back as we move into next week, and the temperatures will be once again back into a seasonable range of 80s and lower 90s. Some of the computer forecast models runs here recently have suggested a ridge of high pressure may develop in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and that will likely occur in the second half of next week going into the second weekend. If that indeed occurs, we'll likely see some warmer tendencies and an ongoing concern about dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.